only song we sing. Shooby dooby wah wah wah.
What was that?
It was a little jazz.
Very little jazz.
Just wanted to make the point that I've got soul, you know.
You got what?
Soul.
That's soul?
That is soul.
Oh. How nice.
Filet of soul. Boil that cabbage down, boy, drink that old cake brown. Only song I ever did sing was boil that cabbage down. Boil that cabbage down, boy, turn that old cake brown. The only song I ever did sing was boil that cabbage down.
Take it, Tom.
No. I said no, I didn't
no.
want to take it.
No,
sometimes
you're not supposed to sing that.
Well, sometimes a fellow doesn't feel like taking it. He just stands right up and says no. I didn't want to... I didn't know it upset you this much. I just don't want
to
take it.
To the song.
Too bad you caught me on an off night like that. I just don't want to take it
Tommy,
when a fella stands up and says...
Folk singers always take it.
You
know that? You haven't even read the folk singer's guidebook.
Oh,
you haven't even read the folk singer's credo. You don't know what it is to be a folk singer. You're a big phony.
Yeah.
Tell me, have you read the folk singer's credo?
Yeah. Well,
are you a folk singer?
Yes, I are.
Okay. Then you've read the guidebook, right? And you've read the credo.
Remember
when you got your guitar, came with a book? Came with the book and an Arthur Godfrey chord changer.
Yeah, I read. Mom read it to me.
Yeah, okay. What does the folk credo say? It says all folk singers are obligated to do what?
Dickie, I didn't
know. Obligated to do what?
I don't remember what it said there.
Say the whole credo. Come on. All folk singers are obligated
to take it.
That's right. He said to take it.
If you feel like it. If you don't feel like it.
It doesn't say if you feel like it. It says all folk singers are obligated to take it without hesitation, without thinking. They're to take it like a reflex. Take it, Tom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, right.
So when I say take it, I want to see you hop to it all the time, every time.
Dickie the Dictator.
Boil that cabbage down. Take it, Tom.
Boom, 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 all the time. Hundreds of years ago, the railroad started in America. Rugged men of yesteryear went out in the vast wilderness of early America with a great dream in their minds and vision in their eyes and big 9-pound hammers clasped in their hands. These were men of yesteryear building a vast railroad, a vast spiderweb of steel rails spanning across the width and breadth of the country, toiling and inching their way under the lucky old sun. They inched and toiled their way across the vast bosom of America. Thought I'd throw a little sex in the show.
All right. That's enough.
But this wasn't just a fun job.
You're a real garbage mouth, you know that? You're talking about history, remember?
Well, these railroad men, it wasn't fun. They faced dangers. These men of yesterday, where they went, there lurked dangers. Some of the railroad men, they'd be working in the mountains, and in the mountains, there's a lot of dangers lurking in the mountains. These railroad men sometimes would stop at night when they were resting. Sometimes there's some of the nervous railroad men, they'd jump out of bed in the middle of the night, they'd say, "Hey, I saw a danger lurk."
What kind of dangers?
There was dangers lurking in the mountains, and they had to build the railroads across raging deserts and blazing rivers and across the plains of America, and there lurked dangers.
Tommy, raging deserts and blazing rivers?
They were tough, man, to get across those.
Yeah, I think so.
And these railroad men, to make it even worse, they were fearless men. They had to build railroads. Wait till you hear this. They had to build railroads across crevices. Deep crevices in the ground, and these railmen had to span these crevices with big railroad pretzels. And in the bottom of these crevices, Oftentimes in the bottom of these crevices, there lurked pumas. Vicious pumas. That's right. Pumas with claws and
that's
foam
wrong.
Coming out of these
there
pumas' mouths.
Tommy, that's wrong.
And they have bad breath, too.
There weren't any pumas down
there.
There
was pumas in these rare men, and they'd say, "Well, look at those pumas down there in the crevice."
There weren't any pumas.
Hey, I don't want to build a rare to cross this crevice. I don't care what you say. There's pumas in them.
Tommy, for crying out loud, there were no pumas in the crevices. There wasn't even one puma in one crevice.
There was not. There was three pumas in the crevice. Mama puma and papa puma and baby.
Baby puma.
Who's been sleeping in my crevice?
All right. Tommy, do you want me to tell you why there were no pumas in the crevices?
There was pumas.
You want me to tell you why? The reason there weren't any, we don't have any pumas in this country. You see, there are no pumas in America.
We accept everybody in America, Dickie.
That's right, we do. But do you want to keep your story truthful,
yes,
historically
I,
correct?
Yes, I do.
And get rid of the pumas right now.
I'm not going down that crevice. Well, there was these vicious beasts in these crevices. And these railroad men were sore afraid. And these railroad men come up to these crevices. They say, "Wow, look at those vicious beasts in the crevices." Sure smell like pumas.
Hey, get that out. But they weren't.
But they weren't. And these railroad men were sore afraid. Yet the railroads were completed. Yes, Americans, we can look back with pride on the historical archives of American history, where these men of yesteryear completed this giant task, the transcontinental railroads. It took a Herculean effort on the part of these men, but the task was completed, and you're probably saying, you probably wonder, when since this song coming? Maybe. Well, a big feast transpired, and a sole substance for this feast, for these ravenous railroad men of yesteryear, and this big feast, the sole substance was hotcakes boiled in cabbage juice. Big, giant pancakes boiled in a pot of cabbage juice for several hours. Then they'd eat it.
Hot cakes and cabbage juice, those guys all think it's swell.
But every time I eat the stuff, I always feel like bleh.
Oh, boil that cabbage down, boys, turn that old cake round. The only song I ever did sing is boil that cabbage down. Working on the railroad, working all day long.
Take it. Well, when someone says take it, you're supposed to take it. I suppose you've read the folk singer credo. You shot your mouth off about it enough, and then when I say take it, you didn't take it. When someone says take it, you're supposed to take it. Are you a folk singer?
I'm very sorry.
Don't get belligerent. Why didn't you take it? When someone says,
I'm not trying to get belligerent because you were absolutely right. You stood.
Boy,
up.
That really makes me angry when a guy doesn't take it.
That's right, and it makes me angry too. And I think anybody who doesn't take it should be severely chastised, Tommy. Because you were right. The way you said take it was in a true folk tradition. You stood up there on your own 2 feet and you said take it with authority. You knew what you were doing. You're a man who knows where he's going. That's the way you were. You said take it. And I didn't take it. I know that I didn't take it. I don't know what happened. I assumed you were going to take it.
Well, you're supposed to.
I know it. I'm supposed to take it. A folk singer should never assume anybody else is going to take it. And I should have known. I should have been alert. And I wasn't. I guess my mind was just wandering, that's all. And I apologize for not taking it. No, I assure you I'll do my best to see that it never, ever happens again. Honestly.
I'll let it go this time.
Working on the railroad, working all day long. Take it.
Working, 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 working.
Boil the cabbage down, boys, turn, turn, oh, kick round. The only song I ever did sing, boil that cabbage down, boy, turn that old cake round. The only song I ever did sing was boil that cabbage, boil, boil, boil.